This morning in the mainstream lying press, I read about a UW professor who was tracking blog sites and Twitter feeds to see if she could get a handle on where folks are getting their information these days, what we might call the InfoWars. She was astounded that most people are reading, and probably believing, the alt-right and far-left sites that appeal to their biases, not their reason. I listened this morning on the radio to an interview with a right-wing talk show host who accused his interviewer and NPR of bashing all things Trump. Just another example of the lying media. Trump and his mentor Bannon of Breitbart have studiously planted the seeds of public doubt about the veracity of the Washington Post and New York Times. We're entering a techno-fueled dark age. I talked with a woman last week who said she couldn't bear to read anything but the sites that bash Trump. The entire nation seems to be pulling the covers over our heads and listening only to voices that agree with us. This tribalism bodes ill for reason. If I can summarize, the way to determine if something is faux news or factual news is this. It's all phony. Everyone's lying. Truth is relative. Truth is what I believe, period. Walter Cronkite was a big fat liar. We just didn't know it yet. Rush Limbaugh is God, and he's laughing at us. He killed the truth by telling people what they wanted to hear. I don't have the optimism I once had about the fate of a nation that loves its own ignorance. Like my old neighbor loved to intone, no brains, no headaches. Of course, he went bankrupt 3 times, lost his wife and kids and farm. My bet is he didn't learn a single lesson from that. Isn't it we no longer learn from history? We don't even believe in history.